Hi, good day everyone, it's McCaughan on Wednesday. No, it's not, it's Thursday. It's Thursday the 22nd of March. And one thing I forgot about yesterday was that it was the first day of spring, 21st of March. Someone mentioned it, I can't remember who it was, but I completely forgot about it. So anyway, so this is another view of the morning after the day before, as opposed to a day in the life of. As others are doing. So yesterday, well, it was a beautiful day yesterday. It's still cold here. The sun may be out and it feels really warm, especially behind glass, if you know what I mean, in the car or in the house. But in the shade or in the light breeze, it can still be really cold, but apart from that, it was a beautiful morning. And I had to head over to another town several miles away yesterday morning to help a friend out with a little problem they had, and hence I did a boo on the way back, and you would hear that. It was done in the car, and you would hear the rat and roll of the Volvo estate with some bits and pieces in the back. But it was a lovely day, and it was a pleasure to drive over there and drive back, because I always go over the hills. It's just basically a single track road. It's only really good with for 1.5 cars, if you know what I'm saying. So you have to be careful on it. Things, there's always idiots flying about, and you end up pushing you into the verge. But no incidences yesterday. It was a lovely drive over. The lambs were out playing in the fields, and I did mean to stop and take some more photographs, but I had to get there by a certain time, so because the guy had an appointment to go elsewhere. So I did that anyway, got back home. And since it was a lovely day when I got back home, I just headed back out on the hoof. And a Wednesday is a market day here in our town. It's a combination. It's a market day and a car boot. It's a similar day on a Friday, where it tends to be a bit bigger, and the Saturday is traditionally the biggest day of the three. But it all depends on the weather, to be honest. So yeah, I walked along there yesterday and had a browse round about. And you know, it is amazing, and I do the old car boot as well, and it is amazing the junk that people put out. Absolutely. I don't know if it's the same where you are, but the real only good stuff comes from the genuine car booter. That is a person with a car who has brought stuff along from their house or a garage clearance or perhaps. But the market seems to be down the road now of traders and dealers, and some of them are pretty good actually, but the vast majority are just the same old junk that gets laid out on the ground, spread out over half an acre, and then if it rains, it's humped back into the back of their van. If they do that, actually, usually they just leave it in the rain and then hope the rain goes off. And then the same stuff's brought back out, and possibly even just 2 days or the next day, a maximum of a week, and laid back out again for all and sundry, and it ends up just a load of junk. So tend to bypass him very, very quickly. But there was some nice stuff there yesterday from the genuine car booter, and so I had a little browse, didn't get anything. I was looking for a couple of things in specific, but I didn't get anything. And so headed home again and basically just pottered about. It was such a lovely day again that I took the final covers off my pond, my koi pond, and it looks great with the complete covers off now. It really begins to look like a koi pond again, and you can have full view of the pond and the fish. So the unfortunate thing about that is it was cold last night again, and I forgot to put the covers back on, and so the temperature went down. It doesn't go down, but it's hit by gas, so the heating would have been on more last night to maintain the temperature, which I have preset for the moment. It will be increased during the year in accordance with the ambient temperatures. But going by your summer, that may actually mean that it'll still be at 16 degrees in July. Yeah, that's how bad it is. Anyway, so it was a lovely day, and then we took a walk in the early evening and walked up through the back of the town. We do that often if it's nice, and it's a great opportunity when you go out like that, because you do tend to talk about things that are in your mind from both sides, and you tend to, you know, put the world to sorts, as it were. And I always feel good when I come back, when we go out there a little walk. The both of us, I think, are the same. When we come back in, I think because we've talked about maybe things involving us or other people or just general things, and you're chatting away as you go along, you're out for an hour or two, when you come back, you do generally mentally feel better, I think, anyway. It seems to clear the head, it seems to bond us together again. You know, we are bonded, but you know what I'm trying to say? It tends to, you get the feeling that you've just been out with someone and you've been glad to chat over things and get back, and it does. It's a great thing. You get the physical benefit, but I think you get a bit of mental benefit from doing that. So anyway, that was my day yesterday. It really was lovely. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and here's hoping we get more like that. And I will boo on that if there's anything worth booing. We'll see how it goes. It just depends if you've got one of those terrible days where you're stuck indoors, but there's not going to be a lot to talk about. But if the weather keeps up with this, I'll certainly have a lot to blether on about. So I'll leave it at that, and bye for now.